I'm here this morning with Delana Lewis, former ambassador to South Africa, a long history, a storied resume of service both to our country and to other countries throughout the world, too, has worked with the Peace Corps. But one of the things that we're hitting on this morning to talk with them about is National Public Radio. You were a former president of NPR, and you spoke very passionately this morning about the importance of media in our world today. So first, I wanted to welcome you and thank you for speaking with us today and being a part of WEMU.
Thank you. It's very good to be here, Patrick.
And I wanted to pick your brain a little bit as somebody who's been around the world and all over the United States. 25 years ago, obviously, NPR was very important in the mix. Bring that locally or bring that to us today in today's world and talk about the importance of the kind of journalism that happens at NPR.
Yes, I've never forgotten that time. It was in 1994 when I became president, and I was talking this morning about the Newt Gingrich Congress and our challenges with raising money because they were going to zero out funds for public broadcasting. But what I learned was a whole new world of media, because I'd been in the communications world in telecom. But in the media world and journalism world was fascinating to me. We kept the wall separate from administration and the news. I didn't get involved in the news, and they didn't come across on the administrative side. But what I learned was what talented journalists we had, what inquisitive, curious, talented people. I learned about telling the truth, getting in-depth stories, getting behind those stories. That's all about NPR, and it's still valuable today.
NPR has a well-defined ethical standard for its journalism. It was one of the founding principles of NPR, and you mentioned that firewall between money and administration and creation of news.
Right.
That has filtered down to stations like WEMU, and we try very hard to adhere to those standards. It's a more expensive way to do journalism because it's a lot easier just to lead it. If it bleeds, it leads. If you want to be sensationalistic, if you want to get those clicks. Talk about, in today's world, the importance of shining a light on the truth. I think you said it. Yes. Is it more important than ever before?
Yes. You know, it's kind of simple. And maybe it's simple to me because I've seen it work. It's not rocket science, basically, in that people should see the value of public broadcasting. And the value is that it is telling the truth. It is getting in-depth coverage of a particular issue. It's giving all the sides to that issue. It is not partisan, and it's not led by commercial interests. It's led by sponsorships and by donations. So it doesn't have that commercial edge to it.
Yeah, and
so it's an important piece, but most people don't know about it.
Right, and we hear that term fake news a lot.
Yes.
And I think a question I like to ask people in your position is, how do we as an audience differentiate between those that are trying to tell us how to think and those that are trying to inform us so that we can make our own decisions?
Well, it becomes a catch-22. You need money to get that word out. And so you need to convince your community and your listeners and your donors that we need to expand this message and we need to get this message out. And that's what I was also saying, you need to figure out new technologies. Because, yes, we may be doing this the same way over and over and over again, and people aren't listening because they don't use that form of communication or that form of getting their news. When I get on an airplane and I'm sitting in an airplane, I'm the only one with a print newspaper. You know, that just shows my right. I love print. But people are getting their news from other places. They're getting information from other places. Well, NPR needs to figure that out. Right.
You have a rich legacy of service both to your community, whatever community you've been in. You talked a lot about your place in New Mexico now and the work you've done there, obviously, on an international basis. You have a great legacy of service to our country and to the world on the whole.
Thank you.
It mirrors a lot the goals of NPR, that at its base, it really is about community service. Talk about, for people that are interested in finding a way to help the community, you mentioned money, an investment in something like this, how does it really foster that notion that what we're doing is community service?
Yes, what you do, you have to have the dialogue, because with dialogue comes understanding. You know, I've been trying to push my books, and my son was telling me, you know, that a lot of people don't know that you've written a book. So a lot of people don't know about NPR. So what you have to figure out is, how do I reach those people to let them know that I exist? Let them know that I've written a book and there's a message there. Let them know that NPR exists and it has a message and it has a function. So it's kind of a catch-22. You're going to need to get that message out, and that message is going to require donors to dig deeper and to spread the word. And I feel you got to do that with new technologies as well. But the message is golden. The message is we do the best at in-depth news reporting.
One last question, and you mentioned frequently your partner, your wife, and the joy that she's bringing, but also the insight that she brings you. You mentioned your son here and your other children and your grandchildren and, and the perspective and insight they're bringing to you. How as important is it to us as a media organization and as a community on the whole to reach out to those new voices, to hear that input, and to adapt to what we're doing?
Yeah, that's very, very important. But what happens, you know, I talk about this in my book, we get in our comfort zone and we don't want to move out. We don't want to take risks. It's not comfortable. It may be uncomfortable. So we need to move outside our comfort zone. We need to take risks, and we need to figure out how best to get that message out and how best to bring people in. And so it's like reinventing yourself. So I turned 80 last November, and I've been very blessed. But the point is I've had to learn new things, because if I'm going to get my message out, I've got to figure out how to do that. And the way I did it 30 or 40 years ago just might not work.
I love your story.
We all have to reinvent ourselves.
I love your story, and I love that, you know, being inspired by your story. Please share with us how, if I want to learn more about you or your books or your life in general or this new podcast you've got planned, how can we find you?
Yes, you can find me, first of all, through AmbassadorDelanoLewis.com. That's my website. And then come a week or so, you'll be able to find FlyOnTheWallPodcast.com.
All right,
and
thank
you. And that's my podcast with conversations with very interesting people.
I'm going to get you to do one thing here at the end. I want you to, what's your personal message to the WEMU audience? Why should they support the work at WEMU?
Well, WEMU is a broadcast, public broadcasting station connected to Eastern Michigan University. It's a jewel in Michigan, and you must keep that jewel alive. And the way to do that is to find ways to support it, because it's a public radio station, part of NPR, and they do the best of news of any place else.
Thank you so much for being here today. We appreciate your time. AmbassadorDelanoLewis.com. If you want to get the books, get both. And I'm looking forward to that podcast. So thank you again for sharing that with us today.
Thank you, Patrick. Great to be here.